In our previous year, we began a discussion about, based on our Gemara here in Masechta Bava Kamma, about what are a person's responsibilities when he's sleeping. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, the Chelek Aleph on Hilchos Tefillah, in the Meluim, Sif Simen Yud Beis, has a very interesting discussion. He says, what's the halacha if somebody is sleeping and I see him sleeping and I see this man Krishma, the end of this man Krishma approaching, or this man Tefillah? Do I have the obligation to wake him up to do the mitzvah? So he says that the halacha is that somebody who's sleeping is potter from all mitzvahs. He says that such an individual is in the category of a shoita. And just like a shoita is absolved from all mitzvahs, he too should be absolved from that mitzvah. And he continues saying that he won't be punished for not doing the mitzvah, because he's considered an onus. He says, that's pshat, what it says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah says, Shinu shel shachris, metzinas ha'odom min ha'olam. And Rashi explains that a person should not go to sleep and sleep until the Zman Krishma passes. Because if he does so, he is not doing the mitzvah. And he points out that the Mishnah doesn't say that he did an Aveira. Why? Because he was sleeping. And while he's sleeping, he can't be held responsible. The Mishnah is just saying that he hasn't acted appropriately. Or, he says, if somebody's sleeping, and while he's sleeping, I notice that he's wearing a beged that has on four corners. I don't have to wake him up to tell him, you know, you have a beged on you that doesn't have tzitzis. The same thing he says, sukkah. He says, the chiyuv to sleep in a sukkah is only for somebody who's up and he's going to sleep on sukkahs, that he has a chiyuv to go sleep in the sukkah. But somebody who's already sleeping, I don't have to wake him up to take him to the sukkah. I could let him continue sleeping in the sukkah. And in fact, he says a very interesting story. Apparently, in the Panovich Yeshiva, originally when the yeshiva was built, there wasn't enough room for all the bachrim to sleep in the sukkah. So he quotes that the Panovich Rav told them that the bachrim should go to sleep in the sukkah, and while they're sleeping, they should be carried out. So then everything is fine. The person who went to sleep in the sukkah, as the halacha obligates him to. Now that he was taken out of the sukkah, there's no problem, because while he's sleeping, he's not mechuyiv in the mitzvahs. He says, if we're going to take such a perspective that while someone is sleeping, he's completely exempt from any chiyuvim, he says the Gemara, Masechta Sanhedrin, discusses somebody who separated a carbon, designated a carbon, and then, Rachman Tzlan, he becomes a shaita. The halach is that since while he was a shaita, he couldn't be mechuyiv in mitzvahs, the halach is kivin de itchi. While he was a shaita, he couldn't bring the carbon. So even though now he can, it becomes it became disqualified and cannot be used. So if so, he asks if we're saying now that while anyone is sleeping, he's considered potter from a mitzvah. So what happens if I designated a carbon and then I went to sleep? The carbon should become disqualified. So he says, you can't compare somebody who's sleeping to somebody who's a shaita. A shaita is someone who is inherently disqualified. Sleeping is not that the person is inherently disqualified. Right now, he's not mechuyev mitzvah because he's sleeping, but it doesn't inherently disqualify him. Why is the halacha that if somebody falls asleep while he's wearing a tefillin, we have to wake him up? So the halacha is not because he's not allowed to sleep with the tefillin on. There is a different halacha involved. The halacha is it's considered a bezoyin to the tefillin that I should be sleeping in the that somebody should be sleeping in tefillin. Or there's another halacha that if a kohen is sleeping in a home and rachman letzlan, there's a mace in the house, that the halacha is you have to wake him up, that he should leave the house in which there's a mace. There's a different halacha, because by a kohen there's a halacha that he's now allowed to be cause a situation that he should be in tuma. There's a special halacha from which you can't compare to this case. Why is the halacha that if somebody's wearing shatnas and he doesn't realize that he's wearing shatnas, he's an oinus, why is there a halacha that you have to tell him, even though it will cause him to be left without clothing in the middle of the street? So he says you can't compare that to here. Because while somebody's wearing clothing, he's benefiting from the clothing. And that's a whole different category of aveira. Any aveira with his benefit involved, eating macholos, asuris, arayis, wearing shatnas, are a whole new category that you're not allowed to have benefit from the aveira, even if you're sleeping. So if so, that you wouldn't have to wake up a person who's sleeping to say Krishma to Davin, because he's potter, he's a Yashin. However, he says it's still appropriate to wake him up and that he shouldn't lose the mitzvah of Krishma and Tefillin. And he says you can't compare it to the case that we discussed of Sukkah. He says by Sukkah, there's a mitzvah to sleep. There's no mitzvah to sleep in the sukkah. There's a chiddush. There's no mitzvah to sleep in the sukkah. There's an iser to sleep chutz l'sukkah. So, if I don't know where I am because I'm sleeping, I'm not violating that iser. Here, there's a mitzvah to say Krishna. There's a mitzvah to David. And therefore, if the person is sleeping, one should wake him up, even though arguments can be made that it's not really halachically required, one should wake him up to help make sure that he fulfills that mitzvah. Rav Moshe Sternberg, in the Shas of Tshuvas van Hoggis, Chelek Beis, Simen Nun, has the same discussion about somebody who's sleeping. Do I have to wake him up if I see this end of this man Krishma is approaching? Do I have to wake him up if I see this man Tefillah is approaching? So he says, for Krishma, we certainly have to wake him up. Krishma is a mitzvah to say the Raisa. Certainly, every individual wants to fulfill that mitzvah properly. And therefore, he wants to be woken up. And even though maybe, and I think what he means to say is, even though we could accept the point that Rav Shlomo Zalman makes, that he's maybe potter because he's a Yashin, but he wouldn't want to be a Yashin at the expense of missing the mitzvah of Krishma. That's when it comes to Krishma. What about Tefillah B'Tzibur? So he says, by Tefillah B'Tzibur, It depends on the individual. If he's an if we know that he's an individual that always is makbid to daven tefillah b'tzibur, and it would bother him if he would miss tefillah b'tzibur, so then it probably is appropriate to wake him up. If we don't know if he's such a such an individual, he should not necessarily be woken up. He then quotes a story that there was somebody sleeping, and there was a concern about him missing the Zman Krishma, but the concern was missing the earlier Zman Krishma and the Magen Avraham Zman. And the Chazon Ish said that he should not be woken up. So Rav Moshe Sternbuch says he's not quite sure how to understand what happened there. Is it because the Chazon Ish held that since he could still fulfill since he's going to be up before the Zman Krishma of the Gra, and that Al Pidin we could rely that that is the Zman Krishma, so we don't have to wake him up. He'll be up for the Zman Krishma of the Gra. Or is it because the Chazon Ish held that a person who's sleeping is potter, he's an oinus, and I don't have to wake him up? So he himself says, we have to look at the individual. If we know that this is an individual who's always makbid on this man of the Magen Avraham, then we should wake him up. If we don't know, then we shouldn't wake him up. But then Rav Moshe Sternbuch quotes our Tosis, and that quotes the Yerushalmi, that differentiates between a person who went to sleep when there were kalim next to him, or he went to sleep and the kalim were brought to him afterwards. And Tosfos, quoting the Yerushalmi, as we've been learning, as we discussed extensively in our previous year, says if he went to sleep and the kalim were next to him, and then while he sleeps he rolls over to kalim and breaks him, he will be held responsible. But if the kalim came afterwards, he won't be held responsible. So he says the same thing here. If somebody went to sleep near his man Krishma, near his man of tefillah, then he is a he shouldn't have gone to sleep then without davening first, and therefore he should be woken up. You can't call him an oinus. If ever he went to sleep, and under normal circumstances, he went to sleep early enough that he should get up in time to say Krishma and daven, and whatever happened that caused him to oversleep, he maybe is considered an oinus. But going to sleep late is not acceptable, and then you can't consider the person the oinus. And certainly, Rav Moshe Sternbuch says there that you would have to wake him up, and according to what we learn in Tosfos, that you would have to wake him up to say Krishma and daven tefillah b'tzibur. Rav Moshe also uses the concept of Tosfos in a tshuva in Egres Moshe, Yoredeya Chela Gimel, Simen Mem Dalet. Someone asked Rav Moshe, he obviously needed some sort of a treatment, and he asks Rav Moshe if he could go for hypnosis. And Rav Moshe says he discussed this with Rav Henkin. And first I want to quote what Rav Moshe says at the end of the tshuva. Rav Moshe says at the end of the tshuva that if a doctor has told this patient that hypnosis, that you're suffering for whatever situation, and hypnosis is what you need to have a refuah, then we're not having that conversation. We know that a person should to do anything required to when it comes to refuah, when it comes to pikuach nefesh. We're obviously not referring to a situation of pikuach nefesh. Says
Rav Moshe, that now we have to start studying what's going to happen while the person is under the hypnosis. And Rav Moshe says that if we know the person who's doing the hypnosis, we know the treatment, and we know that while the person's in that state, he may do things that are embarrassing, but it's not that he's going to do anything halachically unacceptable. So Rav Moshe says, a person has to be careful not to be mevaz himself. A person has to be careful not to embarrass himself. And then it seems quite clear that Rav Moshe holds that a person should probably avoid. It's not prohibited, but it seems that Rav Moshe holds it should be avoided. But then Rav Moshe takes it one step further, again with our Tosfos, that if a person knows that while he's going to be hypnotized, he's going to do something that he's not supposed to do, not just something embarrassing, not something that he's not supposed to do, you can't make an argument, well, now I'm in a state of hypnosis, and I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm in an oinus. I'm not going to be held responsible for what I do. Because Tosfos teaches us, says Rav Moshe, that a person is not allowed to enter into a situation that will put himself to do something that he's not supposed to do. You're not supposed to lay down on a bed, Tosfos quotes to Yerushalmi, that has Kalim next to you that you're going to roll over during the night while you're sleeping. And here too, you're not supposed to enter into a hypnosis state that you know that while you will be hypnotized, you're going to do something you shouldn't do.